Can you tell me what this looks like? Ooh, a love picture, yes. It happens to be a Valentine card. Now, Valentine's happened way last month, but it's a day when we get to tell other people, we get to tell them and show them how much we love them, right? We are in the middle of a special time at our church right now, and it's called Lent. And just like Valentine's, we get to show people love. Lent is when God shows us how much he loves us. Now, he doesn't send us a card, and he doesn't send us candy. He sent us something even more special. He sent us his son. In John 3:16, you know this one, intimate. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Now, who is God's son? Yeah, what's his name? Do you remember? Yeah, you got it. It's Jesus. And do you know what he came to do? Did he come to party, to have a good time? What's our song say? He came to die for us, didn't he? In Romans 5:8, it says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. Christ is another name for Jesus. And that's the only way we can be God's children and live with him forever. Now, Lent is kind of a happy, sad time. And here are some of the true stories from God's book, the Bible, that you're going to hear during Lent. I want you to take a look at the pictures I have and tell me whether you think it's a happy story or a sad story, okay? This is Palm Sunday. It was a parade, and Jesus was recognized as king. Check out, does it look happy or sad? What do you think? Can you see the people's faces? Do they look happy or sad? What do you think? Parades are pretty good, right? I think that might be a happy one. Here's another one. Jesus was praying in a garden and his heart was very sad, but he was willing to do what God wanted him to do. Happy or sad story? Maybe if his heart was sad, I think maybe it was a sad story. What about Jesus on trial in front of a man named Pilate? There was an angry crowd and Jesus' hands are tied up. Do you think that's a happy story or a sad story? Yeah. Sad story. What about this one? Jesus dies on the cross to pay for our sins. Happy or sad? Yeah. You know, these sad stories, they are sad, but they're good stories. One last one. Jesus is alive again because he did not stay dead. You got it. I didn't even need to ask. Yes, it's happy. And you need to remember that God's plan ends happy. It ends happy. Just like a heart means love, the cross means God's love. It's his Valentine to us. A lot of Valentines say, be mine. The cross is how God says, be mine. And it's the only way we can be mine. I've got something to give you before you go, okay? So stay and pray with me. I think everybody else will need to help too. So I'll say a line and you say a line. Thank you, God, for loving us so much. You sent your Son Jesus to die for us. Thank you that Jesus lives and we belong to you.
Amen.